Halfway through the job, I say, "You sure Kate's going to go for this? It's not like she has a date or anything." He's right. When other girls Kate's age started going to the movies with guys, Kate stayed home. She made some of her friends' prom dresses, but she didn't go. I always liked shop, and it feels good to make something with my hands. I love the smell of freshly cut wood and how smooth the grain feels after going over it with sandpaper. The afternoon sun beats down on us as we work, and we sweat enough to fill a bucket. After banging our thumbs with a hammer a couple of times, we decide to make sure we aren't doing this for nothing. At the McKnight's kitchen table, Kate is busy sewing. The soundtrack of My Fair Lady plays from the stereo. She's wearing bell-bottom jeans and a blue knit top, the same kind of clothes that Scarlett wears. Only they don't do for Kate what they do for Scarlett. When we ask Kate about taking us, she stares at Cal and me like we asked her to drive the getaway car in a bank robbery. "Absolutely not. If you think I'm going to have any part in making fun of that poor boy, you're dead wrong." "We're not making fun of him," I tell her.